Yesterday we were discussing three kinds of defilements, namely vidikamma kilesa, transgressive form of defilements, paryavarakilesa, obsessive defilements, and anusya kilesa, latent tendencies of defilements. And all of these, the transgressive form of defilements can be overcome by abstention, thus purifying one's physical and verbal behaviors so that they become cultivated and gentle and they are desirable by overcoming these transgressive forms of defilements. However, as regards to obsessive forms of defilements, known as paryavarakilesas, such as killing due to anger, stealing due to greed, and sexual misconduct due to greed and hatred. These things are obsessive. These cannot be, these will arise. And you cannot overcome these things by taking obsessive. If you're obsessed with these things, you cannot overcome them with the observation of sila, taking precepts when they arise in your mind in an obsessive way. By just taking precepts, you cannot control them because mind is very fast, changeable, arises and passes away. The person may be in a virtuous location, in a good location, but the mind may be elsewhere in a bad location. And the nature of mind is like that. And that is what the Buddha has said. So such kind of obsessive defilements cannot be overcome by the practice, with the practice of morality, sila. They have to be overcome with the practice of mindfulness, sati. They can be prevented, and if they arise at all, they have to be noted and overcome. So if, as a human being, one does not look to one's own welfare, but one should also look at the welfare of other beings, such as having good mentality, instead of being selfish. Thus, you are said to be possessing human mentality. And as much as you possess this human mentality, you will be wishing for the welfare of others. And such kind of mentality is loving kindness. As much as you cultivate loving kindness, you'll be able to forbear, tolerate, and be patient, and be generous, and have compassionate feeling. So that if you are cultivating metta, loving kindness, you'll be free from dosa, anger. If you are practicing karuna, compassion, you'll be free from harming others, an act of cruelty. So these can be practiced by means of intellectual reasoning or reflection. And whoever has this mentality for the wishing for the sake of others, they will only wish for the welfare of others, and they only wish that others will not suffer, and others may be free from suffering. Such is having sympathetic joy towards others' success. This is a virtuous mentality. And if you have, if you possess metta and karuna, you will be able to possess this sympathetic joy. And if with these loving kindness and compassion and also sympathetic joy, you cannot help others, then there's nothing you can do. You should possess equanimous mind. You should view with equanimity because you cannot do anything. So, if you are able to do that with intellectual reasoning, that is good enough. So, with this, it is very much similar to the prejudice of samatha, you are able to be free from this obsessive kind of defilements, pariyutana kilesas. Although the best method is the practice of satipatthana, the way of mindfulness, by guarding your mind with vigilant mindfulness of every arising. And when they arise, and just like you treat the disease, first of all you must prevent, then if at all they arise, you should treat it, that is, note and overcome. So this pariyutana kilesa, obsessive defilements, can be overcome by mindfulness practice and not with the practice of sila alone. There are two kinds of powers in the practice, namely the power of intellectual reasoning or reflection, known as patisangana bala, by which we reflect upon ourselves, and also we practice the noble abiding, as we just discussed, metta, karuna, mudita, and upekkha. But they are just the practice of wholesome deeds, and four affections, paramis, they are not powerful enough. What is powerful enough is the practice of bhavana bala, the power of mental development, or mind development. So, if you don't even have this patisangana bala, reflective power or intellectual reasoning, you may be committing or indulging in hatred, jealousy and envy, which are unwholesome. So, if you are able to overcome them with just the intellectual reasoning or reflection, this would be good enough, but not so powerful. You cannot cultivate the mental energies as much as the power of mental development. For instance, when you are cultivating loving kindness metta, you have to practice, cultivate it to the jhanic stage, to the stage of absorption. Then only it will be powerful. Such as the cultivating the five jhanic factors, the factors of absorption, namely vitaka, aiming or applying, vichara, sustaining, piti, rapture, sukha, happiness or bliss, and ekagata, that is one-pointedness or unification of the mind, then your mind will become very powerful in a wonderful manner. And you will be able to cultivate metta, leading to the realization of the benefits, advantages of these, of the practice of metta. So, here, of course, we are not to elaborate on this subject, that is the subject of metta, loving kindness. So with this, just the ordinary thinking and reflection, you may be able to overcome unwholesome deeds, but they are not so powerful. That is, patisangana bala, the power of reflection or intellectual reasoning is not so powerful. What is more powerful is the power of mental development, bhavana bala, such as the practice of satipatthana, real mindfulness. Cultivating, energizing these mental factors, first of all, with cultivating the factor of faith and confidence, sadha. Understanding the benefits of the practice of satipatthana, cherishing it, appreciating it, you come to acceptance, such as faith and confidence, and you have to first cultivate this faith and confidence, make it powerful, cultivate it. The next is the cultivation of virya energy, exert your energy, such as foregoing or renouncing, at least for the time being, the sensual pleasures, wishing to see, enjoy, wishing to enjoy good sight, sound, and so on, and the craving for sensuous objects, one has got to renounce them, let go of them, at least for the time being. You must have that kind of courage, that is courageous energy. You have to cultivate it. And as yogi, noting every arising object, beginning with the rising and falling of the abdomen, with the application of ardent energy, that is, with wakefulness and activity, without being sluggish, such is the virya, and yogis have to make it grow, cultivate it. Then, if you are able to exert energy, you are bound to apply mindfulness, sati will arise automatically. And if you are able to do that with the power of freely competence and energy and mindfulness, the mind will fall calm and collected on object of attention, giving rise to the kanika samadhi, momentary concentration. And you cultivate it. Such as as you are noting rising and falling, you will be observing these natural phenomena, both physical and mental, such as stiffness, tension, movement, and so on. You will be able to discern them, fully understand them, such as cultivating knowledge. And if you continue to practice, you come to understand the conditionality of mind and body, that is the physical and mental phenomena. And then, if you continue to practice, you will be able to cultivate the universal characteristics of these objects, such as impermanence, unsatisfactoriness, and non-self nature. So, in order to make them powerful, you have to cultivate them, practice them, and in such a way that the previous power or energy will be continuous with the succeeding energy, so that the previous energy will be a conditioning state for the succeeding energy in a wonderful manner. In this way, you build up momentum. Such is the practice of Bhavana Bala, the power of mental development. Now, whatever you do, if you are not aware of the nature of an undertaking or task, that it is high-level practice, however much this high-level practice may produce wonderful benefits, if you don't understand it, if you're not aware of that, then you will not be able to accept it. So, first of all, you have to understand the benefits of the practice, even in a small way, or to some extent, or fully, at least from the theoretical aspect. Then you will come to cherish and appreciate the practice, such as beginning the cultivation of possessing sadha, freedom, confidence. So, in order to strengthen this power of faith and confidence, sadha, one has to understand that the practice of satipatthana, which is a high level practice, it has the power of purifying the mind. And even just this will make you feel very confident, because it is quite significant. It is not trivial. It is purification of the mind itself. Just this quality is a wonderful quality, wonderful one. However, the Buddha has given the seven benefits at the beginning of the teaching of this the way of mindfulness, the Dipitana, in the beginning of this discourse, in order to inspire the practicing yogis, Buddha has given the seven benefits, such as the purification of the mind, overcoming of grief or sorrow, overcoming of lamentation, overcoming physical suffering, mental distress, overcoming a defilement which has been oppressing us all along our lifetimes, at least temporarily at the in the course of the practice of Vipassana, that is Pubha, Bhava, Megha, Purana practice. And if one reaches the stage of noble Ariya, then one will be able to eradicate the respective defilements. And after one has eradicated the defilements, realizing the path consciousness, one will be able to realize the fruit consciousness, that is extinguishing the relevant defilements. Such are the seven benefits declared by the Buddha. So you yourself will not come to accept this as yet, because you are not fully aware of the practice. However, with faith and confidence in the Buddha, you will come to accept it. It is known as sadhya, an accomplishment by knowing the things worthy of faith. So, because the Buddha himself and his teachings are things worthy of faith, you will have faith in him and his teachings, and in this way you are accomplishing in a rough manner. This is also known as Okapana Siddha. You are cultivating it with understanding. So by having faith in the Buddha, you accept his declaration, his announcement as regards the seven benefits of the way of mindfulness. In this way, you awaken the faith and confidence, sadha. Of course, at this moment, it is not so significant. It is only trivial. It's just like just waking up a person from sleep. If he or she is not doing anything, then it will be of no use. If he or she is left like this without giving him or her any task to do, then it will be of no use. So, as much as you give him or her some work to do when he or she has woken up, so too, after you have awakened the sadha in respect of the practice of mindfulness, you will cultivate it or strengthen it with practice. That is, first of all, the cultivation or exertion of energy, and then the jhanic power of aiming, so that the moving mind is concurrent with the object of attention, with the result that the moving mind, the noting mind will be sustained on the object of attention as though the noting mind is rubbing the object of attention. So what do you know? Then you come to know the intrinsic nature of the object noted. At this stage, you are said to be cultivating, awakening, or your spirit and confidence is said to awaken. And by this you begin the practice. So in this way, you cultivate faith and confidence with the practice, such as the practice of mental development, bhavana. And you awaken this sadha with energy, with application of viriya. Then with mindfulness sati, leading to concentration, samadhi, and panya, wisdom. So you are revealing or cultivating what has not been existent in the beginning. You are making it happen, such as the beginning of the practice, and then you cultivate it, so that you cultivate the sadha, faith and confidence with the application of energy. In this way, time after time, second after second, hour after, you will be progressive. You will not remain constant, stagnant, you'll be progressing, so that your field incompetence will grow from small size to large size, so to speak, such as bhavana, mental development, and also from immature stage, one will, it will reach maturity, such as also is bhavana, mental development. In this way, you are just initiating it, then making it happen, making it grow, cultivating it, enlarging it. Such is the power of mental development, bhavana, blah. In this way, you practice mindfulness all the time, except the time you are when you are fast asleep. In this way, you are exerting energy so that your practice is continuous, leading to the cultivation of momentary concentration, kriya samadhi. It becomes energized. So that at this time, your mind is not like before. It is different now, you are progressing, you feel it. Because your loving mind is continuous, you are not affected by these undermining elements such as greed, hatred, mana, pride, and as for deity view, once you are able to discern mind and body, fully understanding it, you will be holding, you will not be holding wrong views, you will be overcoming wrong view at the stage. Because you are exerting energy, and with Virya, you are said to be overcoming sloth and torpor, sluggishness. There will be no sluggishness because you are energetic. And with shame and fear of wrongdoing, you have no obsessive defilements, you are overcoming them. And one with every mindfulness, you are overcoming these kilesas out of the 10 kinds of defilements. So that these kilesa fires are said to be distanced and kept at abeyance. And even if at all you are attacked by any of these defilements, you will be able to note and overcome. In this way, you are keeping away at a distance these undermining, tormenting, oppressive elements so that you are feeling peaceful and your mind is not like before, then you will feel it because it is now, your mind is progressing, leading to faith and confidence. Feeling confident as regards your practice, and feeling confident because your mind is changing, you're progressing. In this way, the sadha feeling confidence is increasing. And then you are cultivating it, awakening it with the practice. And so then it becomes, it is progressive. Say to yourself, oh, this is correct. You come to acceptance. In this way, faith and confidence progresses, and if it progresses, it will not regress, it will not withdraw or regress, leading to chandas, desire, strong zeal to undertake the practice. As much as you have zeal, you will apply more and more energy. You will demand yourself to exert the energy. Again, you will have more zeal, again, this will be, again, you will be exerting more and more energy as a result of strong zeal. For those who are practicing respectfully, carefully, this kind of mental powers will flow like a current, leading to the fully understanding of discernment of mind and body. By discerning mind and body, you are clear of, you are free of the view of self or soul, person being individual, man, woman, and so on, in respect of the realities of mind and body, which can be experienced by yourself. And then with this delusion, you'll be overcoming delusion with knowledge, amoha, by knowing the mind and body. So that there'll be no view clinging, no clinging to the view of self or soul. In this way, you are extinguishing these 10 kinds of kilesa fires. When there is no heat, it becomes cool. When there is no oppressive element, you become peaceful, because you are discerning mind and body. You are understanding these realities more and more. You can't accept and say to yourself, this practice is correct. Thus, you have more faith and confidence. And then, the continued practice, you come to understand the conditionality of mind and body. This is the cultivating knowledge, further knowledge. And with further practice, you come to understand the impermanent nature of these objects. By knowing the impermanent nature of the object, you will not hold the view of permanence. By knowing the unsatisfactory nature of objects, you will not hold the view of pleasure. And by knowing that there's no such thing as self or soul, no permanent self or soul, just phenomena, you will be, because you will be overcoming the existence of self or soul, atta. In this way, you come to acceptance, such as faith and confidence, especially when you reach the stage of insight knowledge, known as Udhyavyajana, the instantaneous arising and passing away of mind-body objects, then you will have a very strong confidence, faith and confidence in the practice. This such is bhavana phala, the power of mental development. And with the power of faith and confidence, you are exerting energy so that the power of energy also will be cultivated, will progress, and so will be the power of mindfulness, sati, and leading to the momentary concentration. The power of concentration will progress, leading to knowledge, even knowing microscopic, minute things, such as bhavanabala. In this way, you are exerting energy so that your practice is continuous, leading to the cultivation of momentary concentration, kadika samadhi. It becomes energized. So that at this time, your mind is not like before. It is different now, you are progressing, you feel it. Because your loving mind is continuous, you are not affected by these undermining elements such as greed, hatred, mana, pride, and as for deity view, once you are able to discern mind and body, fully understanding it, you will be holding, you will not be holding wrong views, you will be overcoming wrong view at this deity. Because you are exerting energy, and with the Vriya, you are said to be overcoming sloth and topo, sluggishness. There will be no sluggishness because you are energetic. And with shame and fear of wrongdoing, you have no obsessive defilements, you are overcoming them. And one with every mindfulness, you are overcoming this kilesas out of the 10 kinds of defilements. So that these kilesa fires are said to be distanced and kept at abeyance. And even if at all you are attacked by any of these defilements, you will be able to note and overcome. In this way, you are keeping away at a distance these undermining, tormenting, oppressive elements, so that you are feeling peaceful, and your mind is not like before, then you will feel it, because it is now, your mind is progressing, leading to faith and confidence. Faith and confidence as regards your practice, and faith and confidence because your mind is changing, you're progressing. In this way, the set of faith and confidence is increasing. And then you are cultivating this, awakening it with the practice. And so that it becomes, it is progressive. Say to yourself, oh, this is correct. You come to acceptance. In this way, faith and confidence progresses. And if it progresses, it will not regress. It will not withdraw or regress. Leading to chandas, desire, strong zeal to undertake the practice. As much as you have zeal, you will apply more and more energy. You will demand yourself to exert the energy. Again, you will have more zeal. Again, you will be exerting more and more energy as a result of strong zeal. For those who are practicing respectfully, carefully, this kind of mental powers will flow like a current, leading to the full understanding of discernment of mind and body. By discerning mind and body, you are clear of, you're free of the view of self or soul, person being individual, man and so on, in respect of the realities of mind and body, which can be experienced by yourself. And then, with this delusion, you'll be overcoming delusion with knowledge of moha, by knowing the mind and body. So that there will be no clinging to the view of self or soul. In this way, you are extinguishing these 10 kinds of kilesa fires. When there is no heat, it becomes cool. When there is no oppressive elements, you become peaceful because you are discerning mind and body. You are understanding these realities more and more. You come to acceptance, saying to yourself, this practice is correct. Thus, you have more faith and confidence. And then, the continued practice, you come to understand the conditionality of mind and body. This is a cultivating knowledge, further knowledge. And with further practice, you come to understand the impermanent nature of these objects. By knowing the impermanent nature of the objects, you will not hold the view of permanence. By knowing the unsatisfactory nature of objects, you will not hold the view of pleasure. And by knowing that there's no such thing as self or soul, no permanent self or soul, just phenomena, you will be overcoming the existence of self or soul, atta. In this way, you come to acceptance, such as faith and confidence, especially when you reach the stage of infinite knowledge, known as Puriya Vyajana, and the instantaneous arising and passing away of mind, body, object. Confidence, feeling confidence in the practice. This such is Bhavana Pala, the power of mental development. And with the power of faith and confidence, you are exerting energy so that the power energy also will be cultivated, will progress, and so will be the power of mindfulness, sati, and leading to the momentary concentration. The power of concentration will progress, leading to knowledge, even knowing microscopic, minute things, such as bhavanabala. You can say that with the practice of Satipatthana, you are cooling down your stream of consciousness so that it becomes peaceful. and whom are just like the science of cryogenic, especially when you come to the higher stages of inside knowledge, you will be distancing or keeping abeyance these unimagined elements. So your mind will be cool and frozen for some time, and they remain solidified. We shall discuss this tomorrow.